Leslie up here worshiping God this morning. Some people would say she was just looking for attention. No, she wasn't. Before there was anybody in the house besides the worship team, she was up here raising her hands, clapping her hands, and worshiping God. And like Moses, she can be used all her life. But in the beginning, God used other people to develop Moses into what it would have him to be. You can get it. You don't have to worry about it. You can either get it or you can throw it or whatever you want to do. One of the most important stories we find in the Bible is the story of Jesus. Starting out as a little baby. And even on the night he was born, the angels began to sing that this was the answer to the whole world, this little baby. So the point is that all of you, at whatever age you are, already has the capacity to be used and to be have something happening in your life that is of God. So I want to ask a couple of helpers to come up here for a moment. But two things I want to say. One is he takes something small and begins to mold it. And he puts something of himself on the inside of that something small. That's the reason I use the two balloons. They're small, but by breathing out, I put something of myself on the inside of them. By God's breathing out of his word and his breath, his spirit, he touches you and he puts something on the inside of you. Anna and Addie have agreed to blow up some balloons this morning. Now remember, you start out small, and it's the way you handle the small things that decides what's going to happen next. I think some adults could learn that. That it's the small thing. They're too tough. This one has a hole. Oh, okay. You're too powerful, that's all. Anybody else want to try that one? See, the small things are not always easy. Did you see how much trouble it took me to blow that up? They're having that same kind of trouble. These balloons are not easy to blow up. But look how well they done it. Addie took something from the inside of her and put it in that balloon and brought something that you could see. Is that one too tough, Anna? Some of these are really strong, really tough. I'll try another one. Give it one more shot. Addie, since you got that far along, let's do another one. When you've been successful in a small thing, you can go ahead and just kick that out there for people to use if you want. Is it working? You blow real hard and I'll slap you on the back and we'll see if it goes. Here. These are a little easier to blow up. Try this one. Let me have that. And here's a point I want to make. When God sees you trying, and God sees you working, God sees you being obedient, he still rewards you. It's not always what you see. It's the fact that he gives you a larger assignment. Instead of saying, okay, you got to go back to the beginning, he just keeps giving you more responsibility, a larger assignment. And it's amazing, when you are faithful in the little things, how the big things get easier. There you go. I was expecting that one to pop. And think of this. It doesn't always happen at the same pace. That's one of the points of bringing two people up. I would almost bet that there's no two people in the room that would blow these balloons up at the same pace. Because you're working with what God has given you to work with. And it all works out that way. Yeah. Now, sometimes when you've been through the process, something happens that people want to happen in the beginning. You guys can sit down now. You wanted it to happen that you had something big and unusual. Ben, where are you? There you are. Come up here, buddy. Dig out those big balloons for me, would you? And God begins to, almost without you knowing it, he begins to move you into more responsibility and more responsibility. And the next thing you know, it's like he hands you something that's already done, already blown up. If something's already, for me, it usually is blown up. But it's already happening, already working. Ben, you think you got enough air to blow one of those up? There you go. Those are for you. Well, choose somebody to give it to. Or just throw it in the middle and see who gets it. The point is that God will use you right where you are to minister to each other, to build his house, to be obedient in your own house. Sometimes you think that mom and dad is just asking you to do things that don't matter. Those are the little things that will decide what happens. Now, all of the children's workers that are here, this is a little surprise for them. I want you to come up here. All of the workers that are here, I don't think we have them all here, but those of you that work with the children that are here, come up here. Now, I want to ask the children to gather around these workers and pray for them. Come on. Come on up. Just gather around them, put your hand on them, and pray for them. You don't have to pray out loud, but just pray as God would have you pray. Come on, kids, all of you. Come up here and gather around the workers and let's pray for them. Now, some of you, somebody get beside each one of the workers and just put your hand on their shoulder, on their arm, or whatever, and let's pray for them. And I want to pray with you. You don't have to pray out loud, but you certainly can pray out loud if you wish. Father, we ask for your help, for your power, your energy. God, your creativity to touch each one of these workers. God, let them know and let them see in the night the importance of what they're doing. And God, I'm asking you once again, with these children joining their faith to mine, that you would completely heal Phyllis' body. God, you're the healer. Lord, we won't give up on this. We join our faith together with hers, knowing that you're the healer and that you can do this and that it is your desire. Lord, we thank you for these children. Thank you for these workers. And Lord, we ask for your blessing upon them in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, whoever's next, I'll turn it over to you.
Okay. I am so excited today, and that was a good job, I thought. Did you guys all enjoy everything Glenn had to say? I'm excited because Harvey has agreed to come join us today. Not quite sure where he's at, but we know he tends to run late. So I know he had some things he wanted to talk to us about. Oh, there he is. Yeah. Oh, no. Oh, Harvey. Oh, my. He looks quite distraught. Oh, Harvey. You look very upset. You are. Well, what's wrong, buddy? Seriously? He said that he was riding his bike to church this morning and the wheel just fell off the back. Did it roll away too? Oh my. He also told me that he's had it a long time. I mean, his mom gave him that bike when he was just a little puppy. It's an old piece of junk. It's an old piece of oh, my Harvey. Well, so what happened when your wheel fell off? You kicked it. You kicked your bike. And then you beat it. And then stomped on it. He threw it against a tree as hard as he could. That was quite upsetting. So now what? Oh, he's believing God's going to give him a new bicycle, and then he's going to beat it with a hammer, the old one. He's going to beat the old one with a hammer. Harvey, that's not a hammer. That's not a hammer. That's a ladle. Maybe you better just sit that down. So why do you feel this way? Oh, okay. Well, he was just telling me about his classmate in obedience school, Champ. And Champ's always talking to him about how he has an owner that has all this money and can buy him treats, and how he has this really nice dog house that he lives in. It's brand new. I think we need to talk about your attitude a little bit, though. A little bit, I think. You know, that bicycle, it may be an old piece of junk, but really it's a gift from God. No. I know it's hard to believe, but it's true. Think about this, Harvey. What if you had no bicycle at all? You would have to walk in your bare paws across the hot street every day. You would. That wouldn't be fun. No. Who wants to do that? No. Also, you need to think about this. In the Bible, it tells us. It says in Luke 16, verse 10, it says that he that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much. So let that sink in for a minute. Faithful in that which is least is also faithful in much. So how is God going to bless you with a better bicycle if you're not taking care of the one that he gave you? It's just going to appear? I don't think so. You see, God looks at the way we treat the small things to see how we're going to treat the larger things. Yeah. So he's going to see an attitude of faithfulness when you take care of those small things that are insignificant. And when he sees that attitude of faithfulness, then he's going to know he can trust you with something that's way more important, way more valuable, like a brand new bike. So what do you think about all this that we've talked about? You're sorry? Yeah. And what are you going to do? You're gonna fix up your bike right now? I think that's a great idea. Okay. I think you're making the right decision. Go fix up your bike. Okay? All right. Thanks, Harvey. I'm glad you came to talk to us today. And make sure you leave the ladle here. Okay? No. Leave it here just in case. Oh. Okay. Thanks for coming, Harvey. Oh, hey, Harvey, remember, no more trees. No more trees, okay? Thanks, Harvey. Okay, now we're going to see how much all of you kids were paying attention. Because we're going to do review. Now, this is something we normally do downstairs, and the kids always love it because they can win candy. So I want you guys to come up here and sit on the steps because I need everyone out there to help me watch for the fastest hand. So if you guys see the fastest hand, you need to holler out who it was. Come have a seat. Okay. Now, they pretty much know the rules, but I'll tell you. I'm going to read off a question. Whoever has the fastest hand gets a chance to answer the question. If you get it right, you get your choice of candy. If you've already answered a question correctly, then let somebody else have a chance to answer the next question. till we get to the last question. Last question's fair game for anyone. Okay? You guys ready? All right. God always begins his work with small things. True or false? Who was it, guys? Addison. It is true. Get some candy. Good job. All right. Question two. The kingdom of God begins with, this is multiple choice, A, you, B, prayer, C, seeds, D, a big vision. The kingdom of God begins with, which one is it? You, prayer, seeds, big vision. Remember Glenn talked about the small things and those balloons got bigger and bigger. Haley? No. Anybody else want to give it a shot? Ben? The answer to that one was seeds. Question number three. How can you tell how people would handle big things? Ben? Eva? Yes, come get a piece of candy. Good job. Okay. Next question. In God's eyes, only big assignments are important. Is that true or false? Oh, who was that? It was down on the sand. Who was it? What do you guys think? Come on, I need some help. I was reading. Becca. In God's eyes, only big assignments are important. Is that true or is that false? Oh, no, sorry, baby. The little things are just as important. Okay. This one might be a little harder. Who does God promote? Who does he move up the ladder, give him better things? Haley, did you win yet? No, okay. Not sure? Anybody? Addie? Well, nobody else is answering. Give it a shot. Who does God promote? Yes, when they work on the small things. Get another piece of candy. They had a chance. Okay, King David started out as a what? A waiter, a pro baseball player, a part-time swimming instructor, or a shepherd boy? Elsa. Yes, come get some candy. He's been good. He deserves a piece of candy, Mom. Okay, number nine. David put his life in danger to cross the highway, wrestle alligators, protect his father's sheep, or rescue a stray kitten. Oh, who was first? Ben. Protect his father's sheep. Very good. Come get a piece of candy. Okay, now. Hello? There. Okay. So this is fair game for anyone, whether you've won or not, even if you've won two, Addison. Why did God think David would make a good king? Who was that? Was it Addison? Addison? Good job. Very good job. I think they all deserve a hand. That's it for review. If you guys want to find your seats, we'll turn it back over to Glenn.
I I doubt that anybody's wondering about this by now, but the reason that we did this is we want you to see what the children are getting downstairs. And also, when you talk to people about how we work with the children, so that you'll know that. This kind of teaching, as you can see, covers the same ground at least four times, sometimes five times on a Sunday. And that's the way children learn. That's the way adults learn, actually. But I think, and as I'm watching Leslie worshiping up here this morning, that I was actually doing more than thinking. I was saying, God, where do we lose that? That spontaneity of feeling the worship. And a lot of times I think we lose it when we start to squelch the children, when we start to suppress them. Jesus said, suffer the little children to come to me and don't forbid them. And in other words, he was saying, don't stop them from coming and worshiping me just because you don't do it. I mean, I know that's twisting it a little bit, but basically that's what's being said. So I'm really blessed by the direction that the children's workers are taking this crew. If you want to be a part of that, let us know. I think I heard correctly what Chelsea was saying to me earlier, that Marion wished for me to express to you the appreciation that he and Betty have for what you have done with supporting them and praying for them, and some have brought meals and all of that. And I just express my appreciation as well. I know that I almost every time that I hear Betty's name mentioned, it's people are praying for you and that they're believing God with you. So we just appreciate that so much. Now, I don't have any idea what time it is, but I do know that it is time to release you and let you go on the way. I think that, Rachel, were you wanting to open up the candy bus basket or not? I thought you'd said that you wanted to do that at the end, but if you don't want to do that, that's fine. You guys don't need any more candy. No. God bless you. Thank you for your attention. Thank you for indulging us this morning. I was blessed by it. I hope you were too. Father, thank you so much for your presence, for your willingness to empower us and to help us. And God, we pray that you will bless each one of these children. God, thank you for these that were willing to help. And we just ask you to bless them in a particular way. In Jesus' name, amen. And for those of you that were actually helping us this morning, thank you.